With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The two astronauts who were stuck at the International Space Station are back home on planet Earth.
And splashdown, Crew 9 back on Earth.
And with that, NASA astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams returned to Earth, hitching a ride home with two other astronauts on SpaceX. The two expected to be gone just a week or so after launching on Boeing's new Starliner crew capsule on June 5th. So many problems cropped up on the way to the space station that NASA eventually sent Starliner back empty and transferred the test pilots to SpaceX, pushing their homecoming into February. Then the SpaceX capsule experienced issues. Wilmore and Williams ended up spending 286 days in space. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at SRNNews.com, Tesla dealerships and charging stations continue to be under attack nationwide because of Elon Musk's relationship with the Trump administration. At least five Tesla vehicles in Vegas were damaged Tuesday. Spencer Evans, special agent in charge with the FBI's Las Vegas division, had a warning for those planning on damaging Teslas.
And specifically to those who might think that something like this is justifiable or potentially even admirable, we want to let you know it's a federal crime. We will come after you, we will find you, and prosecute you to the fullest extent of the law. I encourage anyone that's considering something like this to seriously reconsider.
Audio courtesy KTNB Las Vegas. Statement added, similar incidents have happened in several states. FBI, ATF coordinating with federal, state, and local law enforcement. Several of those arrested for the attacks thus far were men posing as women or trans women. Officials in Louisiana say an inmate has been executed using nitrogen gas. Jesse Hoffman was convicted of the rape and murder of Molly Elliott in 1996. This is SRN News. Christian singer-songwriter Chris Tomlin is an executive producer for a new movie.
The film The Last Supper depicts the events of Jesus' last dinner with his disciples before his death on the cross. Tomlin told churchleaders.com that the movie is right on the nose biblically and is beautifully and powerfully done. Tomlin's song No Greater Love is featured during the closing credits. It's a song he wrote before knowing about the movie, but Tomlin said it fits perfectly. George Williams, SRN News.
Kentucky lawmakers have passed a bill that protects so-called conversion therapy. The measure would eliminate Democrat Governor Andy Beshear's executive order forbidding licensed counselors from helping anyone under the age of 18 abandon the homosexual lifestyle. The bill would also outlaw the use of Medicaid funds to pay for sex change operations on kids. Beshear denounced the legislation, but it passed with veto-proof majorities and will become law. This is SRN News. Senate Democrat leader Chuck Schumer postponing several scheduled events this week to promote his new book.
The cancellation of events in Baltimore, Washington, D.C., and other cities came amid widespread criticism from the party's liberal base over Schumer's vote to move forward with Republican spending legislation last week. A representative for Schumer's book said the tour would be rescheduled due to security concerns. Schumer said the spending bill was terrible, but a shutdown would have been far worse and difficult to end. At a news conference on Friday, House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries repeatedly refused to say whether he had confidence in Schumer, a rare break for the two longtime New York colleagues. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Two IRS whistleblowers who testified about how the Biden administration intervened in Hunter Biden's legal issues are getting promotions. Gary Shapley and Joseph Ziegler have both been given new roles as senior advisors to the Treasury Department to find and eliminate waste and corruption. More details at SRNNews.com.